Hello?
Yes, hi, my name is Rudy of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in Texas today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be recorded or monitored. We are not attempting to sell anything, nor will your participation result in any calls in the future to sell you anything. Thank you. We appreciate your help with this survey. Is this Rosalinda Reyes?
Yes.
Okay, Rosalinda, we have the ability to complete this interview in English or in Spanish. Would you rather complete the survey in English or Spanish?
English.
Okay. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes.
Okay. In which state do you currently live?
Texas.
Okay. And in which county in Texas do you currently live?
Cameron.
Okay. Of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a cell phone, some on a cell phone, and some on a regular home phone, all or almost all calls on a regular home phone?
All in cell phone.
Okay. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Okay. Now, just to ensure we have a representative sample, first, in what year were you born?
63.
Okay. Thank you for your answer. What is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, American Indian or Alaskan Native?
Hispanic Latino.
Okay, good. And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
One year in college.
Okay. Thinking about things nationally, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
He's out of the, not doing anything right now. He retired.
So do you somewhat disapprove or you strongly disapprove about his retirement?
Approve.
Okay. All right. And if the elections of U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district?
I don't have a preference.
Okay. You are undecided in this case, right? Okay.
Right.
Now, I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether you've heard of the person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. For example, Donald Trump. Do you feel very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or you have no opinion? Somewhat favorable or unfavorable?
Yes.
Favorable? Oh. Okay. How about Kamala Harris?
For her, the same. Some favorable.
Okay. How about Vicente Gonzalez?
Undecided right now.
Undecided. Okay. Give me 1 minute. And how about Myra Flores?
Oh, some favorable.
Some favorable. Okay. How about Joe Biden? Somewhat unfavorable or favorable?
Favorable.
Favorable? Okay. All right. Thinking ahead to the November elections, first, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested, and 10 means you are extremely interested. How interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
Oh, an 8.
Okay. If the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
For the lady.
Okay. Next, if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Colin Allred, which is Democrat, or Ted Cruz, which is Republican?
Not Ted Cruz.
Okay, Allred. Then you're talking about Colin Allred, the Democrat. All right. And if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Mayra Flores, Republican, or Vicente Gonzalez, the Democrat?
For Flores.
Would that be a probably for Flores or definitely for Flores?
Probably.
Okay. Now, I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only, and we're almost done here. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
Something else.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
Moderate.
Moderate, okay, good. How would you describe your economic circumstances? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do?
Middle class.
Okay. Now, thinking about the language you use in your home, would you say that at home you speak only Spanish at home, mostly Spanish but some English, Spanish and English equally, mostly English but some Spanish? Or only English at home?
English and Spanish.
Okay, equally. All right. Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
For Trump.
Okay. All right. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I do appreciate you taking the time in completing the survey with me, okay? You have a good rest of your weekend, Miss.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.